that given everything that has happened here, the role of the churches, and it's not just Canada. The Mohawk Institute opened before Canada was a country. And so the strings, as they say, that were being pulled with respect to the operation of the schools were, you know, at that time being done by the New England Company and England and the Church of England. And for the, you know, for the Oblates for other schools and the United Church for other schools. But the dilemma in all of this is, you know, the Mohawk Institute being the oldest continuously operated, and schools continue to operate for another almost 30 years after that, there's 170 to 180 years of history here that, if made accessible to the International Permanent People's Tribunal body, would clearly lay out the roadmap for genocide.